Tonight, concern growing in the United States. Officials saying they expect more people will contract the dangerous new disease. Passengers on flights to Boston wearing face masks.
Everybody is wearing the mask because they're afraid of getting infected by other people.
In Seattle, Chicago, and Los Angeles, reports that stores are running out of supplies of masks. Two cases currently confirmed. In Chicago, a woman in her 60s.
She had cold-like symptoms, shortness of breath, fever, and many times it would present just like a cold, just like a cold or flu.
And outside Seattle, a man in his 30s. At least 63 people are now being tested for the respiratory illness in 22 states, including three possible cases in New York. Symptoms include fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath. Tonight, hospitals on high alert. Dr. Jennifer Ashton visited New York City's Health and Hospitals Bellevue.
So this is a negative pressure room here at the hospital where a patient with coronavirus would be cared for by specially trained medical personnel.
They showed her precautions they would need to take.
How prepared are you and your staff to receive a patient who may have coronavirus?
We're prepared to take that patient now. Our radar is always set high. So we can screen these patients so we can stop it from infecting other people and the public.